This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I got that. What's wrong with that thing? Okay. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, being part of the family, being part of the solution. I love to tell you guys to be part of the solution. No, really, you need to be involved, you need to be engaged, you need to be doing something, which is always exciting. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. So I have to apologize to you guys. I've been chastising you for a long time for not using the text messaging service. Saw a major drop off, and I was like, what the heck's going on? Are they awake? Are they paying attention? All this crying and whining about how bad it is for conservatives online, and we need your help, and you guys weren't stepping up? Sorry. So here, and you know what? Tammy pointed out to me, and I can't get an answer from them, is they changed the number. Not us. I've changed nothing. I'm a creature of habit. Once I sign up, I leave it alone, let it do its thing. So, as I always say to you, if you want email notifications, then you go to the website, right? And you sign up. You can't miss it. If you can't see the email notification piece, you shouldn't be driving. All right? But if you want to sign up by email, if you want to get information by text message, then you need to text. You ready for this? It's close. 77222. 77222. So you want to text the letters TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Here's the deal. Okay. I will tell you and I can check it because I know when and where and how. The first person that signs up for Twitter, not Twitter, God, for the text alerts, you'll get a free copy, a DVD copy of Unplanned, the movie. All right? And so it's got to get first person that signs up for texting. And I'll let you know that later on in the show. You want to text TRS to 77222. First person who does it will get, I will text them back and let them know they're number one. I won't give out your number over the air, I promise. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And just so much crazy news going on. Xander Gibb will be on with us later on in the show. Always enjoy when he's on with me. Later on this hour, we're going to play a clip of a sane Democrat out of New Jersey. You know what? You know why I do that? Because when people talk about Boston, where I come from, they always go, "Oh, you from Boston?" No. I'm not from Boston. I was never from Boston. I was from Boston. Okay? And then, you know, what do you say when somebody's from New York? You're from New York? Or New York? And New Jersey, right? So, whatever. Anyhow, no. Got a sane Democrat out of New Jersey. And, man, he goes off on sanctuary cities. He goes off on not putting America first. God bless these guys. See, hardcore JFK Democrats, they still got a love for this country. The ones on the far left, I mean the far left, not so much. Anyhow, and I heard, you all heard the news, right? CNN hired McCabe. Now, they went off on Fox News for hiring that lying sack of stuff, Sarah Huckabee, right? Smith, what's her name? Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Smith? I keep getting her confused. Anyway, so they went off on the fact that, you know, she lies and she hides stuff for the president and she doesn't tell the truth to the press, right? Didn't McCabe, I'm just guessing here because I don't remember things so good. Didn't McCabe lie to the FBI under oath? I mean, and listen, not once, three times. I don't know. I mean, to me, that's a problem, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So they went off on Sanders, on Sarah Huckabee, and yet McCabe they're in love with. It makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense. And until we start, you know, speaking out, screaming, talking more about it, pushing back, nothing's going to change. And you guys all know that. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was in the news again. And so we're clear for my haters. I don't want the woman to die. I don't want her to suffer. I don't want anything bad to happen to her. However, she's had several bouts with cancer. She gets tested on a regular basis. She recently went through 3 weeks of radiation because they found a cancerous tumor in her pancreas. But this is ongoing. This is constant with her. Does she really feel she's at that level? She's where she needs to be to do the best thing she can do for this country. Is this an ideological thing? Or does she really believe that this is what needs to be done? Show me senior host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far, because we believe in capitalism here. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5568. Okay. Head over to the website. Help out where you can. You know, we've got a donate button on there. We've got, what do we got up there? We've got coffee mugs, right? My book was rejected by Facebook to put up in their store. I can't imagine. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy, all the things the left has labeled me with. But you don't have to be afraid of any of them. But they won't let me post it up on my own store, on my own Facebook page. Isn't that great? Wonderful people. Anyhow, so we're going to do a little bit of, my pastor used to call this pastoring, right? We're going to do a little housekeeping stuff here. You know, I've been telling you guys for a long time and how much the social media has been pounding on us, all right? And we're losing a lot of good guys in this business. We're losing a lot of good guys, people, that were willing to fight for you. When you have to be at work all day long, they're at their job looking up stories, doing stories, writing stories, or doing your shows during the day. And your pundits and so forth. And we're starting to have some of the conservatives drop because they can't get a message out. And I haven't asked this person for permission to tell you who they are, so I'm not going to get their name out. But in the group that I work with, there was, at one time, I think it was 50-some-odd websites that were under it, and we got our message out, we worked together, we cross-posted, and it was great. This one conservative goes on to say, I remember when 7,000 page reviews was my minimum daily goal. He said, some days I had tens of thousands. He said, on a few occasions, I had well over 100,000 page views a day. Now, for those of you who don't understand, to someone who makes their money online, or big money online, that's a big deal. Because they get paid per impressions. They get paid how many times an ad shows up on a page as they move through. All right? Now, hopefully something needs to be done, he goes on to say, with all this stuff that's going on in Silicon Valley. He said, you know, a few years ago, they weren't involved, or not to the degree they are now. Zuckerberg and those guys wanted as much traffic as they could possibly get, because that's how they drive their numbers up to make their stock worth more money, right? And over the last couple of months, he goes on to say, they really can't get anything to take off. No stories that they post. Right? And a couple days ago, both of his sites got over 20,000 hits. And then just a day or two later, he got 1,000 to 2,000 hits. So when you look at this, and you look at what it takes, because some of these guys work 10, 12 hours a day posting stories and doing things like that to bring money in. So these conservatives, that's why I always want to say to you, find somebody you like, find someone that you're willing to give a few bucks to. And I mean, it doesn't take, look at, if 1,000 of you, and I hope to God I have a little bit more than that, but if 1,000 of you give a buck a peach, it's a whole new conversation, right? A buck a piece or even $5 a piece once a month. That pays for some of the broadcasting fees. For the majority of them, actually. You see what I'm saying? Now, I have a donation button. These guys have one, too. So when these conservatives are getting hit, they're the only ones that are going to be fighting for you in 2020. They're the only ones that are going to be able to get the message out. For me, it's station-related. The more stations we get on, the more syndication we get, the more that I can get the message out. But if we get squelched, if they keep putting the screws to us, that message won't get out. And you may have President Bernie and team. You may have President Warren and team. And don't laugh and don't giggle and go, yeah, okay, whatever. Don't do that. Because you see what's going on right now. You see what they've done to try to steal. The Western Journalism, called the Western Journal. Find it online, westernjournalism.com. Known these guys for a long time. They're one of the ones that have been plugging away. They put out a piece. Now, this is how the left works. They're so hateful and nasty, they don't care who they hurt. They come with a vengeance. If they don't like what you have to say, they got a boatload of people sitting around that don't have jobs, they're collecting unemployment, and they just set them loose on stuff like this. In some cases, they're being paid by the unions and other groups. Western Union put out a letter. It says, yesterday was one of the most challenging days in the Western journalism history. In the morning, we were greeted with a vicious profile printed on the front page of the New York Times. Now, we realize that only, 15 people read the New York Times. But they're waging a prolonged war aimed at Western journalism to shut them down. All right? The New York Times assigned one of their top reporters to do the takedown. His name is Nick Confessor. Now, I hate to say this. It's probably Confessori, but I don't want him to be one of ours. He's an investigator with years of experience and a Pulitzer Prize under his belt. The tone of the piece was disgusting. The opening paragraph reads, In the America presented on their news and opinion website, WesternJournal.com, tradition-minded patriots face ceaseless assault by anti-Christian bigots, right? Deceased migrants and race hustlers concocting hate crimes. Danger and outrages loom. A Mexican politician threatens the takeover of several American states. Police officers are kicked out of Arizona Starbucks. Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential candidate, proposes a $100 billion handout for black families. They're just posting nasties to make others come after them. The goal is to put Western journalism out of business by giving big tech more reason to keep the readers from seeing or what they're reporting. And Google has, we can prove it on our own website. Google has done a great job, an outstanding job, at pulling back traffic to these websites. Since 2017, the group I'm with has lost almost 80% of their traffic. The balance is mostly coming from Facebook, which tells you that Google's got them strangled on the lookups. We'll deal with more of this in the second break. You guys need to know what's going on, and you need to engage, and you need to get involved. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The trade war with China geared up once again, with Beijing unveiling a new round of retaliatory tariffs on about $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. China will place additional tariffs of 5 to 10% on U.S. imports starting September 1st, according to a statement posted by China's finance ministry. The ministry also announced plans to resume tariffs on U.S. imports of automobiles and parts. The tariffs would be 25% for vehicles, 5% on parts, and would take effect on December 15th. The other new tariffs will target over 5,000 products, including soybeans, coffee, whiskey, seafood, and crude oil. The American Farm Bureau Federation said the tariff announcement signals even more trouble for American agriculture. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents the interests of more than 3 million businesses, called on China and the U.S. to get back to the table and discuss issues important to both sides, including intellectual property and market access. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate your time. I will get to the only sane Democrat. Well, really, he's not the only sane Democrat on the planet. There's lots of them. A lot of them are just afraid to speak up, just like they are on our side. There's a lot of people on our side of the aisle that won't get out there and fight because they don't want to hear about it. They don't want the aggravation. So let's not just say, figures, because it figures on our side, too. Okay? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Talking about how conservatives and conservative groups are truly, honestly, and we can prove that they're being targeted. We've been talking about the Western Journal, or Western Journalism, and their website, and how it's been targeted, their Facebook page has been targeted. Remember, it seems like anybody who has any kind of conservative leaning is a hate group, hate speech. So, again, they put out a letter the other day, or Western Journalism did, talking about what was being done to them, what was happening, and the kind of help that they need. And I've been telling you guys for a long time, if we don't help these conservative groups, now I know we all believe in capitalism. They should be allowed to, you know, succeed or fail on their own merits. But these aren't their own merits. When there's outsiders working who have total control that are working overtime to keep them from succeeding, we need to be involved. We need to be involved. Anyway, the owner goes on to say, as I've told you before, 10 years into the program, Google News has kicked us out. And they are the largest source of referral for new traffic on the Internet. Facebook has suppressed their ability to reach the 36 million plus people that liked our pages and want our reporting. Western Journalism on Facebook now, with traffic, they're down over 80%. So, again, it's a matter of, you know, and I know some people are saying, hey, you know, we can't let them win, so we stay there. No, you're actually helping them win when you stay there, at least I think. Stockholders are looking at how many people they're losing. If they're not getting traffic, the libs don't support their own when there's no other cause there to fight about. Anyway, the people over at Western Journalism say, hey, we're still moving forward. We're not going to allow those thugs to win. Our pages are one of the few places with balanced and honest reporting. Yeah, there's stuff they put up there sometimes I don't much appreciate. But A, they got the right to put it up there. And B, it's just they don't have the same take I do. New York Times was incensed that we covered the caravans streaming towards the border through Mexico. They were outraged that the pages were open to voices such as Herman Cain. And Herman's sin is that he won't be silent, and he's a black man, and he speaks positively about President Trump. Can't have that. Now, isn't it funny? It's like, really, truly. It took him forever to even slap Louis Farrakhan's hand for what he writes. But if you're black and you're on the right, you're going to get slapped on a regular basis. They don't see the irony there. And Cain and Trump both have a majorly positive impact on the black community. Publisher goes on to say, you can read all the particulars. You got to go to their website. They have links to the particulars of what's going on. And where the New York Times took them on. As I've told you since 2008, we've been doing our best to bring you quality journalism and holding the powerful, the deep state liberal elite, accountable. They hate us. Now, if our voice is going to continue, we need you to consider making a one-time gift to help us continue our fight to survive. Many of our top leaders have been working without pay. We have cut the pay of others. You know, this is going on all over the place in a conservative world. We also have a similar issue. We have sponsors that are afraid to advertise, not just with us, with other people, other conservatives. Right? And Western Journalism is a free service. They don't charge you to belong like some other service, like, what is it, Wall Street Journal? Was it $5 a month, $7 a month, whatever it is? All the content on Western Journalism is free. You know, and they give credit to God. It's only by the grace of God that they've been able to go on to where they are. And think about the suppression that they're hitting. Over 900,000 people read their news and stories almost on a daily basis. And that's even while they're under attack. And they're doing videos. They're putting all kinds of stuff up, right? And they say the same thing I do. Any amount is truly appreciated. And I know the owner. I don't know him for a long time, but I've known him. And he is a very frugal and smart man. Okay? He doesn't spend crazy. But this, like I said, this is going on everywhere. And so if you really want to see us here, next month, next year, whatever, you've got to make sure you get involved. You've got to make sure you get engaged. Otherwise, truly, we all lose on this one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am trying to figure out whether I want to start this video now because we may run out of time in a segment, not for the whole show. Let's not be crazy here. Yeah, I'm going to start in the next segment, not now. Because it's a great piece to listen to. We need to listen, and you need, and we need, and I need, to listen to the whole thing. Because this representative from New Jersey, you know, he goes off on how the liberals, he won't even call them Democrats, I mean the liberals have gone off the rails. How the liberals have decided that it's more important for illegals than for those that aren't, and he uses the words, he doesn't care. That the illegals are more important than American citizens. And he's not happy about it. Not in any way, stretch, matter or form. None at all. LifeSite News is reporting that, and I've never heard of this person before. It's a first for me, too. But I guess she's pretty outspoken. Mother Miriam urges parents to pull kids from public school. I don't know of anything more urgent at this particular point in time, which I thought was kind of interesting, right? During her daily live show yesterday, Mother Miriam challenged parents to uphold their duty as primary educators of their children. She alerted parents to the fact that today's schools are filled with evil and that it's the first and foremost duty of parents to protect their kids. It has to do with you being a proper mom and dad to your children. No matter what the situation is, you're responsible for the growth of your children in faith. Your kids, even in some Catholic schools or Christian schools, your kids cannot grow in faith in schools. If anything, their faith gets chipped out. And do not tell me, my kid's pretty strong. No kid is strong enough to withhold the pressure or to withstand the pressure that they get in elementary and high school. I don't care how much faith you have in your child. It will wear them down. And you're responsible to protect them. Remember that? Anyway, she's on pretty much on a daily basis. She warned about the public, so something got under her skin. And she's going to do a whole series on these shows. Why you should put your child from public school before it's too late. The summary of the book In Crisis magazine. She said you could tune into her upcoming shows to get more information on this. But she says it isn't news that public schools instill godless values. That's, we've known that for a long time. But now they've stepped over the line. They've now become places of indoctrination. When you look at what they're teaching, what they're pushing, what they're telling your kids is okay, many times it's 180 degrees from 180 degrees from what you're teaching your children. All right? It shouldn't be. They shouldn't go into moral values and moral issues. They shouldn't be talking about sexual issues in school. I still don't agree. I'm on a school board, I don't agree with that. And I know many parents are on the same side of the street as I am on that. She goes on to say the public schools, you know, they're teaching so much evil when it comes to, you know, sexual orientation and God and or godlessness. I'll post the rest of the story up on the website. Joe Messina, your host, when we come back, you're going to hear from a truly sane Democrat who just doesn't get it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product for women. See if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Almost sounds like a little soulful strut going on there. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I throw myself on the sword. Apologize for giving you the wrong number for the last 2 months. But was it my fault? They changed the number on us and decided not to tell us. Tell me that wasn't up. Dirty behind-the-scenes plot. Anyway, our texting company who handles it for us. If you want to get text messages, if you want to be notified by text about the show coming up and what have you, you can text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. The number has changed. Okay? And here's the deal. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet. Or even if I have one yet. How do you like that? The first one to text, sign up for texting. And I can go in and see it afterward. All right? I'll give them a copy of a DVD of Unplanned. Okay? Brand new copy, DVD, Unplanned. Now, if you haven't seen that movie, if you don't know anything about it, by this point, shame on you. The movie's about Abby Johnson. It's about a person who spent years and years and years of her life with Planned Parenthood. And then when she realized for real what was going on there, because she didn't believe quote-unquote propaganda. She worked in the back office. But when she really found out what was going on, she has changed lives and hearts ever since. And true story of forgiveness and redemption. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay, one of the only sane Democrats left on him. Now, I don't want to say it quite that way, but doesn't it feel that way? This guy from New Jersey had had it. He was tired of, you know, watching what was going to illegals, how illegals were getting the upper hand, and he was just done with it. This is a New Jersey Democrat, Mark, oh, sure, he's one of mine, Rizzoli, and he's screaming, we need to put America first. Go figure.
States of America, when someone is arrested, they're separated from their parents, just to clarify that. So these continuous attacks on law enforcement is disgraceful in itself. The issues that pertain to public safety cut across party line, and as well they should. When far left Democrat politicians and other elected officials ignore laws that they don't like.
Did he use the word far left? Did a Democrat, a New Jersey Democrat, it's like a Massachusetts Democrat, use the word far left? God bless that man.
They encourage and perpetuate a spirit of lawlessness among their constituents with behaviors that are reckless and sadly irreversible. When you have elected officials who take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of New Jersey,
excuse me.
Can you please remove her? She routinely interrupts this meeting. She needs to be removed. Sergeant Arms.
Behave yourself.
The public, we had paid you.
You folks are going to interrupt counsel while they're talking. I'm going to ask the officer to remove you from the meeting. You were given the courtesy of putting your
everybody.
Points forward,
yep.
Without comments from anyone else.
No. Nope.
Now you respect them when they're giving their comments.
And we listened to everything everyone had to say.
Thank you. When you have elected officials tweeting out, warning, advising criminals how to elude and evade the law enforcement community, that is a disgrace, and you're in violation of your office and you're obstructing justice. The reality is that a sanctuary state is about identity politics, dimly veiled under the tactical agenda of socialists who want to shame the public into believing anyone who opposes them are racist or xenophobic haters. Since when is concern?
Does this guy sound like, is it me? Or does this guy sound like a Republican? Does this guy sound like a conservative? And there are a lot of conservative Democrats on the East Coast. They just don't come out like this. But this is what elected officials are supposed to do. They're supposed to stand up for Americans. They're supposed to stand up for citizens. That's what they get elected for. And God bless this guy for doing that.
For public safety, of course, for collective guilt. When the governor and state legislator thinks they're arbiters of constitutional analysis, there is a problem. When New Jersey's attorney general calls for sheriffs across the state to ignore federal immigration laws, and when the governor and his soldiers rally behind him, it once again validates that New Jersey is on a slippery slope towards political anarchy. State government thinks it's acceptable to strong-arm sheriffs into ignoring the federal immigration laws. When an oath is taken, uphold the law, that means all of them. The rule of law still applies, and so does the separation of powers and judicial review. State and local policymakers must accept that they are not in any position to pick and choose which law they will honor and which laws they will ignore. Law enforcement and public safety go hand in hand, and I continue to stand by that credo. Identity politics was created to charm and manipulate an unwilling community of people into dependence.
They use that word again. Identity politics. God bless this guy.
Brainwash them into believing socialist rhetoric to get their votes. It's not about empowering people. It's about keeping them reliant on government by dangling carrots of free college, driver's licenses, free health benefits, free legal aid, and sanctuary status. In the end, this will surely backfire and we will be the ones to suffer. This policy is insane and is anti-American. Tonight I ask this council to vote on a resolution to authorize a township attorney to file a federal lawsuit against Governor Murphy, who always talks about immigration, his administration over an immigration directive that prohibits state, county, and local law enforcement agencies from engaging in routine acts of cooperation with the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
You got to love this guy. He's going after the governor, a Democrat governor, mind you. He's not interested in party politics. This is one of the few guys when I talk about we have forgotten that we're Americans first. We have forgotten what America truly is. And don't give me this stuff that we are a country of immigrants. Yes, we are. We're a country of legal immigrants. All right? Maybe the first ones who got here, there was nothing in place to decide what was legal or illegal. But let's not get stupid, okay?
This is about public safety, not about identity politics. And it's disgraceful in a post 9/11 world that we need to sit here and discuss that. Americans come first. National security comes first. No one up here is advocating against legal immigration.
Whoa, did he just swear in a Democrat city council meeting? Legal. It's about legal immigrate. God bless him. I'm saying it again. God bless him. He sounds like a true American to me.
That is a consistent socialist prop that when you oppose illegal immigration, you immediately use the racial word, which is extremely reckless. And I suggest as county committee members, represent your constituents properly and to follow the law. And I back my law enforcement community. And what the elected officials in this state are doing by warning criminals, you're putting their lives in danger.
Yay.
By county jails, amen, not cooperating with ICE and forcing them to go on home entries and apartment entries and now hiding in vacant buildings, you're putting their lives in danger. And by the way, they have families.
They have people out there in New Jersey showing the illegals where the abandoned buildings were and where they could hide where no one would find them. Right? Elected officials helping, aiding, and abetting people in breaking the law.
I am so tired of hearing this nonsense. This governor is a disgrace. And if you worry about spending money, call him up. $3.1 million for legal fees for illegal immigrants. Okay, come here the right way. There's legal ports of entry. Go to one of them and apply for asylum. You cannot apply for legal asylum by crossing the border illegally. And I can't stress enough that we take the vote tonight and file this lawsuit and work with the other counties to move forward with this. This is about not just protecting our communities, it's about protecting our law members of law enforcement. We should not have to discuss this.
He's right. This shouldn't be a discussion. Upholding the law shouldn't be a discussion. Making sure that Americans come first in America shouldn't be up for discussion. Are we serious? It's like me as a school board member getting in there and saying, let's discuss children's education and let's make sure that we're giving them, we shouldn't talk about whether we're giving them a proper education. It should be part of the everyday process.
I'm not finished yet.
Ooh.
For a terrorist, travel documents is as important as weapons. This is in the 9/11 Commission report. I suggest people start reading it. Did 9/11 not happen? Now we're going to sell it as a bad dream? You have elected officials that want to abolish Homeland Security, which was created post 9/11 to protect everyone in the community. This false narrative by socialists who come here, and this is what the socialists do. When you don't agree with them, what do they do tonight? Step up to the microphone and call you names. I'm a racist because I'm a proud American, and I stand for the national anthem. I kneel in church. And God bless America.
Amen. You got to love this guy. I got to get his address. I got to get his email, whatever. You got to send this guy. Thank you for sticking up for Americans. That's what you got to do. Joe Messina, your hostess on the Rail Side. I don't believe this, but we're actually going to talk about classes for adulting in the next hour. Don't go far. We'll be back in a bit.